is the Patriots Training Camp Cast.
Oh, yeah!
The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
Day six in the books here in Foxborough. A little bit of a slower pace today. Mike Dussault, Paul Perillo with you. We're not at a slower pace, Mike, but I thought the team, after a pretty physical practice on Monday, sort of dialed it back. They were back in shells today. I would say the first half of the practice was a little bit of a slower tempo, looked like some instruction, some walkthrough. And then I thought they picked it up toward the end. I thought the intensity on both sides sort of got back. Just we'll start off with overall impressions, Michael.
Yeah, overall impressions, I thought, you know, kind of more of the same, I guess, is what I would say. It's an inconsistent day for the offense. You know, Mac had one nice contested throw to Devontae Parker up the sideline. We've seen that a lot. Another one to Hunter Henry that was actually pretty nice, but some clunkiness kind of remained, a lot of check down. Seemed like a lot of work on screens today, so maybe that was part of it. Those kind of plays. So, you know, nice day for the defense, though. I thought they got their hands on some balls. Mac Wilson making a nice play there during practice. But like you said, a little bit of a dialed back version, some 11-on-11 work, a little bit of red zone. But otherwise, hoping we get, you know, back to pads tomorrow, maybe pick up the intensity.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I thought Mac Wilson was one of the standouts defensively. And I think that kind of speaks to it. I think I'm probably going to write about this a little bit after our show, is just sort of the versatility along that backside. I listened to Adrian Phillips talk after practice, and he talked about all the things the offense can do with the motions and the different personnel groupings and the multiple receiver sets, and they can really dial it up. And I think that's really true of the defense, specifically along the backside with all of those safeties, linebackers, and some of them like guys like Wilson and Mapu, a little bit of both. So I did think Wilson stood out with those things. We should do a little bookkeeping here. We talked about the first padded practice on Monday. It took its toll. We talked a little bit about that yesterday with Bill Belichick talking to the whole team, sort of about practice tempo. Not surprisingly, some of those guys that we didn't see finish practice yesterday were not out there today. I did not spot Jalen Hurd, Brad Hawkins, Terrez Hall, Chasen Hines, and, of course, Ty Montgomery for now, the fourth day in a row. Also, a lot of guys that were out there really weren't taking part. Trent Brown, Scotty Washington, Cole Strange was on the field, but did not take part in anything. So I do think that first padded practice took a toll a little bit for your physicality.
It's unfortunate. And I mean, I've, you know, not that we've seen really much of Jalen Hurd other than the one touchdown catch the other day, but I think I said it on the live show, like, he just intrigues me a little bit. He's got good size, and it's just disappointing because this is a guy that always had the measurables but just couldn't stay healthy. And you know, it's almost kind of the same thing with Montgomery, where with two guys that maybe you had some hopes for. Clearly Montgomery's, you know, your hopes for him are higher than what they were for Hurd, but a little bit of a disappointment there for him. I did see Brad Hawkins kind of, he was walking
He came
up
back
later.
Up from the field. Yeah. They went down to the lower field, a lot of these guys. I did not see Hurd at all.
No, I did not either.
But I saw, at least at some point, I think everybody else, maybe not Terrez Hall either, but
don't think I saw him. No,
I did see Chasen Hines come back from the lower fields. Trent Brown came out not in uniform. He had his uniform jersey on, but no helmet.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, it's something, you know, it's another thing that Phillips was asked about. Someone, you know, said, you know, Judon looks like he's on this program, and Stevenson might be on that, and he's just like, you know, that's their deal with Bill, and you know. Someone said you might call it load management. He goes, I don't know what you'd call it, but I'm not on any of that. So I think it is something to sort of keep an eye on.
I mean, I would just highlight, too, and I mean, Ramondre Stevenson looked like, you know, an active participant today. He didn't really see any padded action yesterday. They put him down on the field, too. So, I mean, one part of it for me is just Judon and Ramondre and Trent Brown are at three positions where they really don't have any depth. I mean, it is a drop-off after those guys. You know, no disrespect to Josh Uche, but those are three key guys that, especially the tackle position. I mean, right now it just seems like they're kind of scrambling along the offensive line trying to figure out what can happen? I mean, we're six practices in, Paul, and we've got, you know, Riley Reiff is playing left tackle. It's
and Connor McDermott's playing right.
Right tackle. And who's their other tackle after that? Andrew Stuber, I guess. So, I mean, I think of all the things that have been concerning, and we could talk about inconsistency on offense, and, you know, they really haven't been able to push the ball down the field at all. Just the tackle and the overall offensive line depth now with Cole Strange hurt, it's a big concern this Sooner.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more about your point about depth, because you certainly see, and, you know, someone would say, well, I mean, they were missing these guys yesterday, and obviously the performance would, well, yeah, and what happens if you're missing those guys? And it's not like a ton of guys are out, but you see at the spots that you talked about, edge rusher, running back, offensive line, specifically tackle, there's not a lot behind the guys that you're relying on. So you don't have to get 10, 12, 15 guys on IR to be in trouble. You can get the wrong three.
Right.
Totally. And it could really, you know, sort of disrupt the apple cart a little bit. But I did think that the practice tempo toward the end was a little bit higher. I agree with your assessment, Mike. I thought the defense, again, continues to sort of, you know, even the plays. I thought the play that you talked about with Parker, very well defended by Gonzalez. You know, good catch
that's
by
what he does. That's
good
what
catch
he does.
By Parker. Yeah. That's what he's known for. He goes up and makes those plays from time to time. And I continue to think that the best player on offense for the Patriots throughout camp is Hunter Henry.
Yep, absolutely.
I think he's the guy who shows up most often. You know, and I think they're still searching. I think Mac had a couple today that he got confused on. Certainly the one that almost got picked off.
That one.
Is that Marcus Jones?
Yeah. Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones came off of his guy.
On Juju.
I thought he really confused. That was a 7-on-7.
Yeah, from up above, too, saw it. And it was like, I mean, I said it out loud. I'm like, Juju, like he had him and he missed him. And, you know, it allowed Marcus Jones able to close. There was also, you know, a deep shot to Kendrick Bourne, which wasn't complete. It was a pretty ball. I mean, I just liked at least he was, you know, kind of trying to push it down the field a little
bit.
And
I'll give Bourne
play.
Credit. You know, and I've been critical of Marcus Jones. That's what I see. Marcus Jones is a step or two behind.
Yeah.
But Bourne had him beat. And, you know, I mean, Mac overthrew him. It happens.
Yeah.
Nice to see them taking some shots today.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts before we wrap this one up?
No, that's it. I'd like to get, you know, like I said, I think they need to get healthy. I mean, I don't know what's up with Calvin Anderson. Bill was asked about him, but I think, you know, not that he's the savior, but you need some other depth. And I shudder to think what happens if you got to go into the season with Riley Reiff at left tackle and Connor McDermott at right tackle. It's just, it's a little bit scary.
I agree. So the depth is an issue. We will continue to monitor as these days go on. But like Bill says, we're stacking the days. You know, day 6 in the books. We'll be back tomorrow.